Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand all the evil days, and having not all to stand therefore. You got to believe it. You got to believe it.
Come on, put your hands together. You can't have my family.
Can't have my family. Can't have my increase. Can't have my breakthrough.
You
know why? Because I'm going to feed the blood. That's why. There's power in the blood. Healing in the blood.
Deliverance in the blood.
It's me war.
Whenever the enemy is attacking
You mean war?
You're gonna break out your prayer. Break out the word. You're gonna break out the prayer. Last time.
That's what it means. It means war. And let me tell you, brother and sister, you, sometimes you got to break your word out. But here's the most important thing. You just got to believe. You just got to believe.
There is goodness around the corner. Something better is in store for me.
Got to believe.
There's a reason for all these tears. There's an answer to these prayers. I just gotta believe.
Just gotta believe.
All the words count like I knew it would. I've been stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds.
You gotta believe. You just believe. You just believe.
You gotta believe.
You gotta believe. It's working, but you got to believe. You got to believe it's working. You got to believe it's working for your good. Know that all things are working together for your good. Don't even worry about it. Stop worrying about it. You got believing. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying act on it. If God promised you rain and you done found that in the Word of God, get your umbrella. If you can support us, you got a supporting scripture or a supporting cast, act on it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I mean, I'm ready for a fired up review. Before we get started, I ask, I see a sister, evangelist, Marilyn is here. See, Pastor, too. I'm going to see if she'll give us a word of prayer. And then, meanwhile, I took a booster shot today and that flu shot. Took them all at the same time. And same arm, just about the same place. And so I felt a little nauseous. So y'all just keep me in your prayers. I'm going to get through this. The devil had said I wasn't going to make it, but we're going to get through this. And I want to ask Evangelist Marilyn if she's available. If she's not, I'm going to have to go to Pastor. Are you available?
I'm in the store, actually.
Okay, all right. That's cool. Thank you. I'm going to ask Pastor if she would be so kind to give us a word of prayer. Thank you. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse 6. Excuse me. So Hebrews 11 and verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And Pastor, thank you for that song. We have to just believe. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for this day, thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate and those that listen by internet. Father God, we bring our pastor to you right now. We bind up that devil in the name of Jesus, and we're binding him up, Father God, because he has no power over us. And Father God, we're praying for our pastor to feel better and that all well with him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we're blessing each and every one on this broadcast today, Father God. We ask that you would touch them and open up our hearts and our mind to the word.
Yes, Lord.
We're so thankful, Father God, for the word that we can review it together, Father God. Be with each and every one, Lord. Whatever they may be facing today, Father God, we're binding that up too in the name of Jesus, Father God. Because no formed against thee shall prosper. And Lord, we standing on that word today. Bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, those that are sick and shut in, those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And we're just so thankful for each and everyone that take the time out to call in to be a part of this service, Father God. And Lord, just continue, Lord, to let us learn about your word, and not only learn about it, but let us keep it in our hearts and share it with others. And we're so thankful for all things that you're doing in our lives. And we ask that you continue to have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. I really mean to get into Evangelist Marilyn business, but I'll just leave to Esther. Just like I know Pastor Bill is a praying woman. So there's a couple other people on here, but I just call on people who I know will pray sincerely. And but anyway, I want to say this too, because I keep going and not saying it. For those that don't know, Pastor, she has a ministry and a whole lot of she does, even to get to this broadcast. And I'm not ignoring you, Evangelist Ursula, because she does about three services as well. She into about three different prayer groups. But I truly thank Pastor, because she has to minister to another group. She got a prayer group, and she's ministering, and she's always faithful and dutiful to make sure she get here. Sometimes, hey, a couple of minutes late, but she coming. If life lasts and death pass, you can depend on she'll be here. And so I thank God for her faithfulness. And I want to say that openly, because a lot of times we don't give people credit, you know, when we should. And I've been a little guilty of that. Sometimes you got to give people their roses while they can smell it. And not that she asking for this, but it's on my heart to let her know, and you guys know, that I appreciate her willingness to be faithful and dedicated. Everybody can't be that way. And then she in tune with what's going on. She in tune with stuff she's doing. And she have to have services that she prepares for. So I just thank Pastor. I really do. And I want you to know that. I don't take it for granted. And getting back to this lesson. Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you. Monday, we were still talking a little bit about angels, the good angels. And the reason I say that, because in Hebrews 1 and 4, even though we're going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to make mention of Hebrews 1 and 4 for this reason. because he was made so much better than angels, as he had by himself obtained a more excellent name than they. And so we were talking about how Christ being so much better than angels, and we put the emphasis on angels being plural. And that's important because he even over those demons that's fallen, those are angels. He's over that. He's over Satan. And so just not the good angels. Christ is over all the angels. Matter of fact, he even got angels that's over Satan angel. And we dealt with it a little bit, Michael and his angels, which happened to be one of Christ's priests, angel, that fought with Lucifer and his angels, and they won. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody know when we're talking about angels, we're talking about all the angels. We're not just talking about good angels. We're talking about all the angels. Now, I'm going to read this out of a Hebrews 1. We talked a little bit about why it was so important to have an understanding about the book of Hebrews, and we may get back into that next week. And we talked about why it was so important to understand angels, because if the Bible says he's so much better than angels, you need to know what the angels did so you can judge for yourself. Yeah, you need to have a clear understanding of what all angels did, if they did anything, if they meant anything, what kind of role they play in the world, what kind of role do they play in heaven, what kind of role angels, good and bad, what kind of roles they were playing. So this is what we've tried to lay out this past week, the different roles that angels had. But as you will see in these last days, like right now, even the time when Christ came 2,000 years ago, everything changed, brothers and sisters. We never really looked at it like that, but I'm going to tell you, in Hebrews 1, and 1 it says, God who at sundry times and in divers manners in time past unto the Father by the prophets, having these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he had appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged out sin and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better, and I put emphasis on the word so much better, than the angels, as they had by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, as Pastor Shield read it out of the Messenger Bible or out of God's Word, whichever one the Spirit leading her to.
Amen. Out of reading from the Message Bible, verses 1 through 4, going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestor in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his Son. By his Son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. This Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. After he finished the sacrifice for sins, the Son took his honored place high in the heavens, right alongside God, far higher than any angel in rank and rule. Amen.
Amen. And so we talked a little bit about how Christ was so much better I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, he's better than prophets. He's better than apostles. He's better than angels. It just so happened right now we're talking about angels. And some of the things we made mention, how he was so much better. See, angels had power to become visible. We studied a little bit of that over there in Luke 1:28-29. Also, in Genesis 19:1-3, angels was visible, and Lot prepared food, and they ate. So angels could come here, and they could actually eat food. That's important. Okay. You make a note of that. See, angels then were different than angels now. But I'm going to tell you this, because I've been trying to do my research. There was no female angels. Because that meant it would have been reproductive. And I haven't been able to find no reproductive angels that produce angels. All these angels were made of God. Yes. They all had their own individual mold, for a better way of saying it. They all these angels, and they are manifest in the form of man, according to Matthew 28:2-6. Now, here's what you got to understand. Angels will never die. That's in Luke. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. That's in Luke 20:35-36. See, I just don't put out a bunch of stuff, and I have some scripture to back it up. But in Luke 20:35-36, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read that.
Okay, Pastor. Okay. Luke 20:35-36, reading from the King James. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more. For they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Amen.
Yeah. So there's a lot of places in there you could really get deep. But I just want to tell you, they'll never die. But now they will be destroyed. And if we were we may get into that part this week anyway, about how some angels are being kept in chains right now in hell to that day when they all shall have to give an account. But the sex in the human sense is never ascribed to angels. And that was important through my research, because in looking up, I saw that the sex of angels were not like what we think they are. Even though you're going to find where they went into women, and I just hate to open up cans of worms and not finish it, but this is a review, so I'm just kind of touching on some of the things that we reviewed in. But they don't reproduce, but there's a number that you can't number. God, keep on creating them. Keep on creating them. How I know that? In Hebrews 12:22. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that.
Hebrews 12:22 reads, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Amen.
Yeah. See, it's such a large number, they just keep on reproducing. You can't, maybe I'll ask her to read it out of Hebrews as well. out of the Messenger Bible. That was Hebrews 12 and 22.
Okay. Amen. From the Message Bible, 12 and 22. Here. No, that's not your experience at all. You've come to Mount Zion, the city where the living God resides. The invisible Jerusalem is populated by throngs of festive angels and Christian citizens. Amen.
Amen.
Please.
And why am I telling you that? Because I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I want you to pay attention. You have angels right now that want to fight your battle. They want to help you through this war. They were sent to us because we heir of salvation, because we are heirs of salvation. You have your own angels. You cannot count the angels. That's what Hebrews is saying. Innumerable of angels. I mean, the number is astronomical. You cannot count them. Why? Because you have your own angel. But don't do you no good if you're not using them. They were sent to help you through this period. They all are commanded and under the direction of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They all have to obey God. And God sent them to help us.
Yes.
That may be some things you may be dealing with.
Thank you, Lord.
And then you said, hey, my angels, I need you right now to encamp around me. Make this happen. And I just want to put a pin right there. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but we're in a place in the world where there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
I've never seen mental illness the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kids throwing tantrums is nothing. But it is so bad in schools until the teachers, you know how they used to go in the classroom? They're not even allowed to go in the classroom because some of these kids are so afraid to walk down the hall. So they done start putting all the teachers outside of their classroom to help keep peace. Because these kids are afraid, they're frightened, they're suffering with some kind of mental illness that tell them, hey, somebody going to hit you, and you got to fight back, and da-da-da-da-da-da. But anyway, it's all over. It's in the homes. It's in marriage. Every time people get tried, hey, you got angels to help you battle some of these battles. You ain't got to go back. You ain't got to go it alone. That's why we have these good angels.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And let me tell you, they post a lot of power, too. Remember over there, what was that, 2 Kings 19 and 35? We talked about how powerful they were, how they possessed so much power. One angel, one night, killed 185,000. That was more than Samson did with the jawbone of an ass. He only threw 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But these angels are powerful. They can deal with situations.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And we talked a little bit about the different classification of angels. We talked a little bit about the name of the different angels. Like Michael, he was an archangel.
Yes.
He went to take care of some tough stuff, brothers and sisters. He was like the head of all the prince of the angel. And his name, who really it means like God. That's why a lot of theologians said Michael was Christ, but he wasn't. Christ is over all the angels.
Amen.
His kingdom is far above angels. Far above principalities. He's seated at the right-hand side of the Father on high. And not one time that he says to any angel, sit here on my right, your enemy. He never said that to any of the angels. He never called the angels his son, begotten son. He never did that. They're not talking about Christ. Christ is greater than all of these angels. Archangels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael is called the chief priest and a couple other scriptures because when he opposed Satan concerning the body of Moses, we got to read that one day. That shows you how powerful angels will work on your behalf.
Yes, amen.
Michael snatched that body out of Satan's hand, rendered him powerless. And if you recall over there in the book of Ephesians, when Jesus went to hell, he rendered Satan powerless. It took all the power. Plus, he took the keys of death and hell for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's why he's able to deliver us. Lucifer happened to be, I could name Gabriel too, because when I think about, there was like the mountains of angels that was on the throne in the heaven places. And I can show you where angels, that's where they're supposed to live. That's where they was at. Not that they were where Christ at. So you have to see it as an order. But anyway, Michael and Gabriel, all of them, and even Lucifer, all of them was at the same level. Even though Michael was above that, because he was a messenger from God. And when he brought him from God, he was just like God himself.
Mm. Ooh, all right. Hallelujah.
And when I read scripture like Isaiah 6:3, or maybe we'll take a moment and read that. In Isaiah 6:3, also in Revelations 5:11-12, well, I could go to the book of Luke, but what I'm going to show you is these are holy angels sent to minister and to adore the Lord and do his will, according to Hebrews 1:6. These angels are to do his will. But over in Isaiah 6:3, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. And that's Isaiah 6:3. Reads as follows. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Amen.
Amen and amen. In Revelation, I know that was in Hebrews. Revelation 5:12, or 5:11. God's angels was holy. They praise God. They do anything what the word of God told them to do. And when you read Luke, well, we'll read Revelation 12, I mean 5:11-12. Then we'll read the book of Luke because I want you to see this.
Okay. Revelation 5:11-12. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen.
Yeah. That was Christ, brothers and sisters. The angels have to acknowledge the power that was in Christ sitting around the throne. But anyway, God revealed to man, according to Luke 1 and verses 11 through 13. I'm asking Pastor to read that. Maybe 11 through 15, but read Luke 1, 11, what I said, through 13. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. During the rule of Herod King, you wanted me to start at 11. I'm sorry, Pastor. Let me go down here to 11. From the Message Bible. The congregation was gathered and praying outside the temple at the hour of the incense offering. Unannounced, an angel of God appeared just to the right of the altar of the incense. Zechariah was paralyzed in fear. But the angel reassured him, don't fear, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Elizabeth, your wife, will bear a son by you. You are to name him John. Amen.
And now, he was a priest. I could just get into Zacharias. He was a priest, had been praying to God for a male child, and so on. And even though when they got outside of the building, that's when the angels, and the angels, what you need to understand, is they were powerful. When people saw an angel from the Lord, they dropped dead. They fear. Fear would come on them because they know that it was an angel of the Lord. Most folks knew it was doomsday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the angel had to announce his presence and announce why he was there. Well, why am I telling you all this? Because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, the closer you get to the Lord, the more you're going to learn about angels. And you need to know, you don't have to fear, because the angel going to tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be afraid. And as you begin to believe in angels and deal with them, you're going to find out they are powerful, strong.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a special anointing. How I know that? Elizabeth could not get pregnant for years and years and years. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
When Zacharias was outside of the temple praying, that all that's significant because God didn't want John the Baptist to be part of that temple worship. He didn't want them to be part of that church stuff. Do your homework. Do your research.
Amen, amen.
That's why when they found John the Baptist, he was right outside the temple in a place called the wilderness, meaning he was right across the line. He was not in the city. He was right in back of the temple. His birth was announced on the outside, and he should be born on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not a temple worshiper. Well, I want to get in a story about Zacharias. As much as I want you to know, this angel had power from God to touch Elizabeth. And Elizabeth to have a child, and it's going to be yours. So don't worry about her womb have been opened up now.
All right.
Anytime
amen.
Something paralyzes you, brothers and sisters, that's mighty, man. That's some
yeah.
tough stuff. Starting to paralyze you. You can't move. You can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And that's what it happened. But these angels of God was powerful. I can never tell you all of what happened, but they were mighty. But the Bible says they are sent to minister to the saints. The other day in Matthew, well, I'm going to let pastors find this over in Hebrews 1 and 14. In Hebrews 1 and 14. Well, the reason I'm showing you this because you have angels that want to minister to you. But you got to get familiar with them. You got to get familiar with spiritual things. And maybe we'll just flip over there because I'm trying to encourage you to believe in angels. But by the same token, know that Christ is so much better. He sent these angels for us. Okay? When Christ had got through battling the devil, over there, I think in Matthew 4, like the 11th verse, angels came and ministered to him.
Yeah.
Some of you all have been through some battles, and angels are there right now trying to minister to you.
Yeah.
And you ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start having a good confession. That's another thing. You got to confess who you are and whose you are. I remember saying this with Renee, I don't care what was going on, she would confess, by his stripes, I'm healed. You wouldn't hear anything corrupt come out of her mouth. She wasn't giving the devil no credit for nothing.
Amen.
And that same thing happened to Jesus. Jesus wasn't giving him no credit because you know why? You know those angels was there to help him to minister salvation. And over in Hebrews, what I say, 1 and 14, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Okay. Hebrews 1 and verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen.
You are heirs to salvation. They were sent. Aren't you an heir to salvation? You understand that? You know what that means? You're the beneficiary. You're not the benefactor. You're the beneficiary. You get what was left in the wheel. Preach, preacher. Angels were left in the wheel for you to get, for you to use. Now, if you're an inheritor of salvation, then that's yours. So can you imagine your mama, your daddy, they left a big wheel and all this stuff in it. And they say, okay, here's what you got to do. You got to stand up and ask for it. You got to confess it. You got to believe it. And if you do these, it's yours. That's the criteria for receiving it. See, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. These angels were sent to minister for us, for you and for you and for you. Don't let people tell you anything any different. Because Satan would love to blow in your ear right now. Oh, man, I ain't believing that. Yep, that's what he wants you to see. That's why when we get over here and talk about Satan, you're going to see he's a deceiver. He always hides. You'll never know him. Because he always hides.
Okay,
it's
say that.
You and I to expose him. It's up to you and I to let that light shine on the things of Satan.
That's right.
Satan always got one thought when God got another thought. You can't listen to him. The Bible says in John 8, he was a liar from the beginning. So when and you can't ignore that you're not dealing with this stuff. You can't.
That's
maybe
right.
Not
say
when
that.
You wake up in the morning, but during the course of the day, there's a spirit on the right and there's a spirit on the left. Here you got to make a quality decision on doing something. And you constantly in battle. Should I do this or should I do that? I know this is right. Mm-hmm. That woman in Georgia went to the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they gave her this package. She thought she was getting a sandwich, one of them chicken sandwiches. It was over $500 in there. And she was wrestling with the idea, should she give it back or should she keep it? Her husband's on a ventilator. She was his caretaker. But she said, you know what? Bad as I need this, I got to do the right thing. And Russ, the enemy was talking to her. Now, I'm not saying she was saved or whatever, whatever. I'm just letting you know that even at that circumstances, Satan want to kill, steal, and destroy. And this woman said, you know, she made it real simple. She said, ain't my money. Let me go get this money back. She called the police and said where she got it. So the manager, he was going to lose his job. Now, if you look at that in totality, look at that. That man was going to lose his family. Ain't no telling what. He was going to get behind in bills. He probably had a car note. Because if he's a manager of Kentucky Fried, you got to have a good credit score. All that was going to go down the drain.
Say that.
All in the flash, but she knew to do the right thing. Sometimes we got to do the right thing. The right thing is you stand on the word of God. The right thing is you say what the word of God say, no matter what the enemy say, because he will blow in your ear. He's going to say some things to you and get you off track, get you off course. And if he can get your mind, and he'll get you thinking something good to be bad.
Say that now.
And if you don't search the word of God, you know, I need to say this, and then I'm going to open it up for you. Because I think it was a Wednesday. We were dealing with 1 Corinthians. Let's Pastor read this. In 1 Corinthians 2:9-6. I know, y'all, we went through a lot of scriptures, and we ain't going through them all. But in 1 Corinthians 2:9-16, well, let me set this up. You don't understand spiritual things. Forget about trying to deal with angels. If you're not believing in spiritual stuff, forget trying to deal with angels. So you got to become spiritual. So when we read 1 Corinthians 2:9, be so kind, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Amen. And it reads as follows. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. That means on this side, brothers and sisters. He ain't talking about on the other side. Your eye, the natural eye won't see this stuff. And you're going to see on down in the scripture. But it's preserved for those that love the Lord. How you know if you love him? You love his word. The natural eyes ain't seen this stuff. That's what he's saying. And the natural ears hadn't heard this stuff. And matter of fact, it hadn't even entered the natural man's heart.
Amen.
Only prepared for those that love the Lord, love him. Okay, go ahead, Pastor. Read 10.
And verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Yeah, see, if we're spiritual, if we're spiritual, God have revealed these things to you because you got spiritual ears. You got spiritual eyes. That's what this is for spiritual people now.
So that's why
you got to become spiritual. Well, the way you about being spiritual is to be in Christ, not to sin, but live in it. Okay, read the 11th verse, Pastor.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
Yeah. See, so when you're in the Spirit of God, then God can reveal these things to you. Just like when you're mm-hmm. a man and you're into the natural realm, then you know the things of a man. So a lot of times mm-hmm. people, they'll speak flesh. They'll speak flesh. Mm-hmm. And they think it's God, and it's not God. You're speaking from the flesh, not from the Amen. Spirit. Because if you really is into the Spirit of God, God will reveal these things to you.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes. Yes, he will. Yes. Amen.
Read on, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen.
You can go on to read 13 too.
Okay, Pastor. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse
amen.
14. But the, yeah,
amen.
Amen.
See, because what happens, brothers and sisters, if we were of the world would love us.
That's right. Amen.
That's what Jesus said. Jesus said this. I didn't say this. He said the world would love his own, but because you are mm-hmm. not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the mm-hmm. world will hate you. So people are going to hate you because you're telling them the truth. See, when the light, yeah. When the light which came into the world that lit it every man, man was afraid. You know why? Because the Bible said they love darkness rather than light.
Yes.
You can tell mm-hmm. what a person's mindset or whatever, because that's what they love. They love the darkness. So they'll obey Satan's voice and not even know it, because they don't know mm-hmm. he's the God of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4. He is the God of this world, and that's real. He's a real God. He's big. He's huge. Satan,
yeah.
Adam gave him all that power to the world to control the weather, kill mm. people, tornadoes, mm. hurricanes. Adam knew all of that. He kept everything calm. And Jesus proved it. Remember when he was at the bottom of the deck and they told him, Jesus, you don't care if we perish?
Uh-huh.
But you didn't come to kill nobody. He come that we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
So Jesus came Amen. Up to the top of the deck and rebuked the wind. Because the wind was, mm-hmm. you know, that wasn't how Satan had got the wind stirred up. That wasn't of God. So Jesus rebuked that thing. And the Bible
Amen.
Says, when he spoke to the sea, and that came a great calm. See, a house
yeah.
divided won't stand. So that wasn't God. That wasn't Jesus causing all that wrath. That was Satan. But
Amen.
Unless you're spiritual, you won't see this stuff. But anyway, go ahead and read that out, Pastor, so I can open it up for anybody may have something they want to share.
All right, Pastor. And then the 14th verse says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen. And as long as you have the mind of Christ, you'll be able to judge, and your judgment will be correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not prophesying. You're using
That's
the scripture.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
See, people don't know. Yeah, Christ made the world, and he was in the world. And the world
mm-hmm.
knew him not.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't know him, they ain't going to know you. Can I say that one more time? So don't expect your doctors. I'm going to say it, Pastor. I can't. I tried to hold it, y'all. I can't hold it. Your doctor, your scientist, your preachers here, worldly preachers, they don't get it. They're not going to understand this stuff. You talking about you got healed.
Mm-hmm.
But now we were supposed to amputate that leg. Now God healed it. I'm just following God.
Amen.
See, so don't expect scientists. Don't expect family. Don't expect anybody in the carnal realm to understand you. Especially when you're speaking the articles of God, by his stripes I'm healed, and you standing on it, and you ain't budging.
Hallelujah.
And you don't care if it is your sister, your daddy, your brother, your child, your friend. You don't care.
I'm
Let's a, go.
Listen.
God
mm-hmm.
gave
Hallelujah.
Stand on it.
Hallelujah.
All hell will break over before you get off that word. If he said by his stripes you heal, that heal of everything.
Amen.
And I'm praying with this.
That's
That'll
right.
Make the devil ain't nothing but a deceiver. Y'all gonna learn
That's
that
all.
Next week. I'm gonna show you how he can trick you, man. He's always been a deceiver. Always been trying to trick us. But if you don't get into the spirit of God, you won't even know this stuff. But anyway, we're gonna open it up. Anybody had any comments from this past week or something they want to share, a scripture, whatever? You know, bless God. Hallelujah. We're gonna start with four. But now, I tell you what, we're going to start with Evangelist Renee. I think that's her right there.
Yeah. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Praise God.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just thankful the Lord has blessed me. Blessed us all to come together one more time. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank him for all his many blessings, from the biggest to the smallest. And the ones that are coming in the future, thank you, Lord, for everything. And I thank him for Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, bringing the word. I love it. I thank the Lord for it, because it didn't have to be. I could be sitting somewhere with no way to get to the Word. I can always get to the Word, because that could find me a Bible. There's Bibles everywhere to open and read. So there's no excuse to go without the Word.
All right.
Okay, now. Okay.
No excuse. I just thank him. I thank him. Claiming my healing, by his stripes I am healed.
Come on.
It's not going to be my time, but it's his time.
Come on.
When he's ready, it will happen. You know?
Amen.
I just thank him. Thank him, thank him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Okay. For one, I just think, okay. Anyone else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Renee. Anyone else?
So, Pastor, to somebody else chime in. I was just looking at 1 Corinthians 1 and verses 25. I believe through 27, and it says, I'll be reading from the King James. It says, because of the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Amen, amen. So that you got to receive that spiritually, as you said, and as the Word of God says as well. I was reading the scriptures that we just read from the New Living Translation, and I like to read that. And it says, That is what the scripture means when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches out everything and shows us no one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truth. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And that's being spiritual. Mm. And so, a few minutes ago, you had said that about some people, leg or something, be amputated or something, or would have been if they had not stood on the word of God. And immediately my mind went to Evangelist Renee, because I'm reminded how if she had listened to that resident, she wouldn't have a foot today. But thank God she listened to the word of God. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
She stayed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And she is still standing on God's word. Amen.
Amen.
That scripture is her scripture. By his stripes, she's healed. And she may be in pain, because I know she'd be in pain, but she's still standing on that scripture. By his stripes, she is healed. And
Amen.
We stand in agreement with her. Amen. Because we know God, because he healed her before, he'll heal her again. Praise
yes,
God.
He will. Money doer.
And yes, he will. Yes, he will. Amen. And so that's for anybody that put their faith in God. You will be healed, because that's what the word says. You just got to stand on it. And like I heard Evangelist Renee say, it's not her time. It's God's time. And so that's what we got to know. It's not our time. It's God's time. He do it
yeah,
in
see,
his time.
We never know, and not to cut you off, Pastor, but we never know what we're going through may be a testimony. Somebody need to see our bad so they can appreciate our good. Somebody
Come
need
on.
To see our struggle. And God
yes.
is using us in a mighty way. Remember how
yes.
that person struggled? Remember her foot, how raw it was?
Yes.
You could see to
yes.
the white meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at it.
See, yes.
So some people have to see it with the natural eye. So they can believe
yes.
in the spiritual realm. It takes
mm-hmm.
that. So sometimes
Amen.
It ain't our timing, it's God's timing.
That's
but,
right. Amen. So true. Amen. So we just have to be spiritual. Amen. I like that when you were saying how the angels encamp round about us. Amen. And how we can command the angels, because I was just reading in one of the scriptures where it says the angels are servants. And I was like, oh, so if we command them to protect us, they'll do that. you know, I forget which scripture that was. I had saw that in, but yes, that might have been in Hebrews. But I just thank God for His Word. I tell you, every time you open it up, you learn more and more. When you put it, when you're spiritual, you can see it from a different look.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Praise God. Amen.
For the word unknown. Thanks, everybody. Those that spoke and those that didn't. Thank you.